rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First, let me welcome and also thank our brothers and sisters at Pacifica Institute who broke bread with us and shared the iftar with us tonight with the director of Pacifica, Brother Elgar Yeldiz. Brother Elgar, may Allah bless him. He's very active in Orange County in Pacifica Institute. And along with his friends and colleagues who are helping him. So we welcome you to this place. And people of Turkey are great people. Turkey is a great nation, a very progressive nation, good Muslim nation, alhamdulillah. And also there is religious freedom in Turkey for all religions, all madahib, all schools of thought. And we ask Allah to help and protect the Turkish people, inshallah, in Turkey and elsewhere, and bestow on them security. Nowadays we hear some bad news from Istanbul and other places, which is happening because of some bad policies of the governments. But inshallah, we ask Allah to bring peace and security to Turkey, to Iraq, to Syria, to Yemen, to Bahrain, to Palestine, to everywhere, inshallah, to Iran and other countries, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and also peace and security on us here, the American people, the American nation, inshallah. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. This is the prayers of the 8th day of the month of Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma rzuqni fihi rahmat al-aytam. O Allah, bestow on me to be compassionate with the orphans. Wa it'am al-ta'am. And also I can provide food for people. Wa ifsha al-salam. And also I can greet people also. Begin greeting them with salam, with peace. وَصُحْبَةَ الْكِرَامِ. Bestow on me the opportunity to have good friends, honorable friends, not bad friends. Honorable friends. بِقَوْلِكَ يَا مَلْجَأَ الْآمِنِينَ. This month, among other duties that we have during this month, is the duty of building social relationships with people, reaching out to people. This is the month of social connection, of social networking, to be available for others, for your neighbors, to invite them, to go and visit them, to share the iftar with them. Therefore, the Prophet ﷺ in his prayers, he says, enable me to be of service to my brothers and sisters of the community, and to build good, healthy, honorable, respectful relationships with people, in particular the underprivileged, in particular the deprived, the destitutes, those who are forgotten, those who are oftentimes we don't think about them. We don't inquire about them. We don't go to them. This is an opportunity for us during this month to go to those who are depossessed, those who are hungry, those who are in need, those who are destitute. Try to reach out to them and bring some relief. Some relief. This sum, which is a small amount of relief, in the eyes of God is going to be big. In the eyes of God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the real faith, the real belief in me, is not just the prayers, not just fasting. It's when you reach out to others around you and try to help them. فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَةَ فَكُّ رَقَبَةٍ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ فِي مَسْغَبَةٍ يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَةٍ أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَةٍ. Try to bring some relief. Food to those who have no access to food. And we have many people in our community, in other communities, in our countries, in the Middle East. Many people today who have no access to food. And the Prophet ﷺ begins first and foremost with the orphans, because they are the most vulnerable in the society. They are the most forgotten. Orphans who lost their caretaker, their guardian, the father, the breadwinner. And people without food, they lose their dignity. People without money lose their dignity. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam says, I wonder for the person who has no money, no food to feed his children, how he doesn't go in streets carrying weapon and fighting against you. I wonder how he doesn't do that. People without food, they lose their mind. They have no future. They have no reason to live. So we have to support them. We have to be with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, this is what he says about the orphans. He says, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. We made a covenant with the children of Israel. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The first item in this covenant is you worship none but God. لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Second item, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. To be virtuous to your parents. Don't forget your parents. I have said this many times. Don't forget your parents. Even if you disagree with your parents, you should not forget them. Even if your parents are not Muslims, you should not forget about them. Even if they are Muslims and non-practicing Muslims, should not forget about them. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ أَحْسَنًا. God did not say بِالْوَالِدَيْنِ who are Muslims, be good to those who are Muslims. No. بِالْوَالِدَيْنِ. Parents. Be virtuous to your parents. Then, وَذِي الْقُرْبَى. Kinsfolk. The kinsfolk meaning your extended family. Your brothers, your sisters, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles. Be kind to them. And then after that, وَالْيَتَامَى and the orphans. وَالْمَسَاكِينَ the indigents, the destitutes. God says, I made covenant with you to take care of them. You have to honor this covenant with God. And it's not only the children of Israel, it's all mankind. Through the children of Israel, the message goes to all mankind. Not just them. It's not confined to them. This is the spirit of faith, is to be helpful. The mechanical side of faith, the fasting and the prayers. The spiritual and moral is when you are of help to others. You extend your help. You volunteer your help. You don't ask for reward from people. Ahlul Bayt, when they were fasting for 3 days, and each time at the time of breaking the fast, someone comes and knocks at their door asking for food, they did it for God. They did not do that so people praise them. And the Prophet knew 3 days later after that. Jibreel told him, not his daughter who was hungry or her husband Ali or Hassan and Hussein. Jibreel came to the Prophet and said, mentioned the story to him. So they didn't do it for the Prophet to praise them or people to praise them. No, they did it for God. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا. This is Surah Al-Insan. This verse comes in a very important surah in this book. سورة الإنسان chapter 76 الإنسان means this is the human. Humans are those. True humans are those. ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله. We feed you only for the sake of God. لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا. We are not waiting for a word of praise or appreciation or thanks. We need the reward only from God. Sharing their food. Sharing their food. At the time of starvation. They were starving 3 days. 3 days. We share our food when we have extra food. But they shared their food when they did not have extra food. That was the only food available. They gave it. And they survived 3 days. 3 days. Hassan and Hussein were shaking. Kids, they have not eaten for 3 days. If you had a child who fasts at home, you can see your child. At the time of Maghrib, before Maghrib, the child cannot, you know, raise his head. They were shaking. But they did it because it is worth it. Because they are saving the dignity and the lives of others. This is sacrifice. This is an act of sacrifice. So the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, man aama yateeman, whoever sustain and help and provide for an orphan. Man aala yateeman, hatta yastagni, aw jaballah azza wa jalla hul jannah. If you can salvage an orphan and feed him and clothe him or her until they become okay, they don't need others, God is going to guarantee paradise for you. أَوْجَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. God is going to give you the ticket for paradise here in this life. If you do this for the sake of God, and Amir al-Mu'mineen, our leader after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Rasulullah, our leader is Imam Ali. At the time of his death, he died on the 21st of Ramadan. On his deathbed, he says, Allah, Allah bil aytam. Remember God when it comes to the orphans. فَلَا تَغُبُّ أَفْوَاهَهُمْ وَلَا يَضِيعُ بِحَضْرَتِكُمْ. Taghubbu in Arabic means when you give one day and you don't give the second day. Day in, day out. You give one day but you don't give the second day. He says always you have to take care of them. You should not only remember them once in a while. The orphans, you have to remember them every day. Every day. They should not be lost when you are there present. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was an orphan himself. And historians, they say that the house of the Prophet was never empty from an orphan, any day, any night. Always there is an orphan in his house, he's taking care of. Beside giving charity, beside feeding, he would make sure that there is an orphan in his own house, his house, the house of the Prophet. And the Prophet himself, he would serve him. He would feed the orphan. He himself. He would not ask his wife or someone else. He would tend to him directly. Because he was an orphan and he knows how it feels when you are an orphan. He knows. أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَدْى. And the hadith says, when you put your head, not just feeding an orphan, but you show a gesture of love and care and kindness, and you put your hand on his or her head, every piece of hair that passes by your hand, you receive a hasana, a point. You score a point when you put your hand out of love, out of compassion for someone who lost his or her father, and they don't find love elsewhere. You have to show them love. Not just feeding them, but when you feed with love, with care, with respect. Show them dignity. And let me say this, my friends. The orphans, if we don't take care of them, then the whole society is going to suffer. Those children who lose their parents, if the society is not responsible enough to take care of them, they're going to be a big problem for the whole society. The entire society is going to suffer. So for the stability, the peace of our societies, our communities, our neighborhoods, we have to take care of the orphans. Not just food. Food is one of them. Not just food. Food, education, healthcare, warm environment, good reception, showing them real care, asking about them, inquiring about them, visiting them if they have any need. This is our responsibility. Jannah is not by just reading dua or Quran or Taraweeh or the prayers or fasting. It's not only about that. Jannah is when you show your humanity, your true humanity to others. When you share. فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةِ وَمَا أَدْوَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَةِ Allah says, عَقَبَة, the real hindrance is what? The real challenge. عَقَبَة is challenge. What is my real challenge? فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةَ وَمَا أَدْوَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَةِ فَكُّ رَقَبَةِ When you contribute in freeing a slave, فَكُّ رَقَبَةِ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ or feeding on a day of starvation. أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ فِي مَسْغَبَةِ So this is number one. The Prophet says, Allahumma zidni fihi rahmatan aytam. The second, wa it'am al-ta'am. One of the things that has been proven psychologically, my friends, that increases respect and love and affection among the people is when you feed people, when you invite them to your house, to your place, to feed them. This will increase love and respect among people. So it'am al-ta'am, giving food, is highly recommended in Islam for all people. To invite them, to be generous, invite them to share the food. When Ibrahim built the house, and he was very happy about building the house for God, God said to him, Ya Ibrahim, why are you so happy? هَلْ أَطْعَمْتَ جَائِعًا أَمْ كَسَوْتَ عُرْيَانًا I look at you, I'm very excited today. Did you feed a hungry person or did you clothe someone who is naked? So Ibrahim got the message. He knew that the virtuous thing, virtues are not just by building the Kaaba, but by taking care of the people, the needy. So he decided not to eat food by himself. With every single meal, he has to invite someone. And this is what he started to do. Inviting people. From that day, he never ate by himself. So feeding all, but in particular feeding those who don't have food. There is extra credit for it. When you invite people who do not have food, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ma amana, he says, ma amana billah, man shabi'a, never a person believes in God if he is full wa akhuhu ja'a. His brethren is hungry. As a brother does not mean from your father and your mother. Any person in the community is your brother. Any person. Is your brother. Maybe not from the same father or the same mother, from the same God, same creation. And Nasu Sanfan, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, people are of two types. They have two bonds. Imma akhul laka fi al-deen, he's your brother in religion, or nadhirun laka fi al-khalq. Nadir, counterpart in creation. Some people asked me yesterday, why do we sympathize with those gay people who died in Orlando? I said, because they are humans. They are not Muslims, yes, but they are humans. Imam Ali says, people around you are of two types. Either your brother and sister in religion, or if not, they are your equal in creation. They are you. You should not look at their color, their orientation, their gender, their race, the skin of their color. You should not look at that. You look at a human standing before you. Human. Human has a value. Human has a value in the eyes of God. So never, a person never can say, I am a faithful if he is full while next door is hungry. Never. This is not iman. This is not a true faith. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, three things are going to save you on the Day of Judgment. Al-Munjiyatu thalatha. Al-Munjiyat, things that are going to save you on the Day of Judgment are three. Number one, iqam al-ta'am. Feeding people left and right. Giving food to those that you know and those that you don't know. You don't look at their color. Our imams, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam in Medina, when someone comes for help at his door, he does not open the whole door. Why? Because he does not want to see the face of this person. So he does not feel embarrassed. He just opens a little bit of the door and he gives them the money, the food from behind, without looking at his face. See? To keep his honor. To keep the honor of this person who is asking. We have to give to those that we know and those that we don't know. So, Imam al-Sadiq says, number one, it'am al-ta'am. When you give food, it's going to save you on the Day of Judgment. The second, wa ifsha'u salam, spreading salam. Salam, sometimes by mouth, by tongue, you say, assalamu alaikum. Very good. And sometimes by deeds and actions, you become a peaceful person. Peaceful. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the true Muslim, al-Muslimu man salim al-nas min lisanihi wa yadihi. A true Muslim is a peaceful person. People are immune, safe from his or her tongue and his or her hand. He doesn't hurt, neither verbal nor physical. This guy, Omar Mateen, who killed 49 or 50. I don't know how he's going to answer God tomorrow. What he's going to say to God? Is this my religious duty I did? This is jihad? Huh? This is what we teach them. This is jihad. If you want to go to paradise, kill. Kill and kill and kill. How many people he hurt? How many people? How many millions he hurt? Around the world. How he's going to answer his Lord tomorrow? So this is number two, wa ifsha'u salam. The hadith says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, our leader and our own model, and we have to follow his sunnah, his tradition. He would initiate the salam himself. He would not allow someone to say salam before him. Even when he passes by children, even children playing in the street, he will say salamu alaykum to children. Nobody is able to say the salam before the Prophet. This is his character. This is his sunnah. This is his beautiful manners to begin greetings. Teach yourself to begin greetings. Teach your family, teach your children all the time. As-salam has 70 points. 69 for someone who begins the salam, and 1 point for the one who answers the salam. 69. Bis-salami sab'una hasana. 69 points hasana for the one who begins the salam, and one hasana only for the one who answers. So it's up to you. Do you want to get 69 or what? If you think you are very religious, you have lots of points, you don't need more points, no problem. Answer the salam. But if you think that you need more points for your akhirah, then you have to begin the salam. And as I said, salam, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. Enter into peace, meaning not just by your mouth saying salamu alaykum. Your relationship, our relationship with our family members, with our community members, has to be based on peace, on respect, on honor. We have to make it inside us. Our manners has to be based on salam, on peace. So Imam al-Sadiq says, and I conclude with this, three things are going to save you. Number one, إطعام الطعام. Number two, إفشاء السلام. When you spread peace. And number three, what is it? والصلاة بالليل والناس نيام. When you stand for midnight prayers, tahajjud, while people are asleep, and you stand before your Lord to speak to Him. Because you need to speak to Him. You need to draw your strength, your inspiration from it. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. May Allah bless you all, inshallah. And the last one, the Prophet says, وَصُحْبَةَ الْكِرَامِ. When you have friends, make sure that your friends are honorable ones, not cheap ones. Because friends are going to influence you. You're going to learn from them. And you don't want to learn from bad people. Sometimes parents are very good, but children are bad. You know why? You know why? Because parents, they left their children for bad friends. In a bad community, in a bad neighborhood, in a bad school, with bad companions. Parents themselves are very good. Not evil, very good. But because they abandoned their children were taken and surrounded by evil friends, they influenced them. They made them bad. صحبة الكرام. Always try to befriend those who are honorable and good. Kiram, kiram. Honorable in their characters, not cheap. Those who are cheap, stay away from them. They're going to destroy your life. We are happy that Dr. Ulumi is back with us, alhamdulillah. An honorable man, Dr. Ulumi, who's always here in the masjid. He was in the hospital, hospitalized for so many days in the hospital. And he was sad that the month of Ramadan came and he's not in the masjid. I went on a Friday to the hospital. I said to him, inshallah, soon you're going to come back to the masjid. And alhamdulillah, we see him here. He's an honorable man, honorable physician who spent his time serving mu'mineen and serving the ummah and the people. May Allah bless him and bestow health on him. Let's recite Amin Yujib al-Muftar for him and for Mahmoud Rida, who's at home. Again, he cannot come to the masjid, but he follows the program from home. And other mu'mineen and mu'minat, let's pray for them. A'udhu billahi minash shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amman yujibu al-muftarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu al-su'. Amman yujibu al-muftarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu al-su'. Amman yujibu al-muftarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu al-su'. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. يا الله كن على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية. المرضى المنظورين اللهم ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية. وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان. وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.